flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
It's time for another soon-to-be award-winning edition of Blowin' Smoke. If you don't know the rules, well, here they are. Each of us, Doran, Callis, and myself, have come up with two truths and a lie. Caller number 5, Sharon, has to guess 2 of our 3 lies correctly, and then she would win a $25 gift card to Cigars International. Now, I'm really nervous about this one. Not that I don't want our listeners to win cool things like gift cards to Cigars International, but a dog can smell fear. A woman can always smell lies.
Mm-hmm.
Sharon, welcome to the game. Thank you for playing. Which one of the three of us would you like to start with, Doran, Crowley, or Callis?
Doran.
All right, Sharon. Here we go. Number 1, Pete Carroll came to my high school in 2005 when he was the head coach at USC and offered me a scholarship. When he handed me the scholarship, he farted. Number 2, my English teacher my junior year in high school at West Allegheny was Art Walker Jr., who was the head coach at Central Catholic at the time and is now the head coach at North Allegheny. And number 3, when E.J. Borghetti told me I had become a first-team All-American in 2009, I responded, in all seriousness, by saying, "Do I get to go to the White House to meet the president like Forrest Gump?"
Can you repeat number 3 again?
When E.J. Borghetti told me I had become a first-team All-American in 2009, mm-hmm. I responded by saying, "Do I get to go to the White House to meet the president like Forrest Gump?"
I'm going to say Pete Carroll didn't fart.
You're correct.
Oh,
Pete Carroll didn't fart, but Kirk Ferentz did fart whenever he offered me a scholarship, whenever he's the coach at Iowa, which he still is.
Iowa's been farting out offense for 25 years with Kirk Ferentz. All right, so Sharon is 1-for-1. Doran, we're going to have to unpack the White House thing at some point because that's just tremendous. All right, Sharon, you just need to identify one more lie. Who do you want to guess? Crowley or Callis?
Crowley.
All right, here we go. Number 1, my first job was as a baker at a local bagel shop. Number 2, was voted class clown in high school. And number 3, double minored in college in both history and theater. Which one's the lie, Sharon?
3, because you majored probably in journalism.
I double minored in history and theater. That is actually true.
Okay.
The lie is the class clown thing. Me and my friend Nick were voted best friends. I got robbed for class clown. Never forgiven these people. I wasn't popular enough. All right.
I certainly would have voted your class clown. I'd have voted your class clown for sure.
Sharon, it all comes down to you.
Okay,
Callis. V. Callis, mono, imano for the $25 gift card to Cigars International.
Okay.
I currently do not own a winter or snow jacket. I was accepted into 3 colleges I applied to in high school. I own a propeller hat. Which one's the lie?
I really can't see you in a propeller hat. I'm going to go with you don't own a propeller hat.
No, that is true. I do own a propeller hat. The lie was that I actually do own winter and snow jackets. I just choose not to wear them ever.
Yeah, I wouldn't see you in a coat. That's why I thought that was the truth.
I would have voted that too, Cher. That would have been my guess. Thanks for playing. Oh. Appreciate it. Call back next
Thank
time.
You.
Maybe we'll get you through.
Thanks, Sharon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Man. So what was your third one?
The propeller hat.
No, the high school one.
High school.
I applied to.
What colleges did you apply to?
Kent State, Waynesburg, Clarion.
Could have been a Mac guy. Probably wouldn't be working here, though.
Nope.
Not to say that you couldn't have found success on your own, but people are actually now saying that Waynesburg is the Syracuse of Southwest Pennsylvania.
That it is. Yeah. It's a good place.
I like that, Gabe.
Me too.
So Kirk Ferentz hands you your offer letter and just rips ass.
Yeah, sits down. I'm in Palko's office, and I'm like standing up. Palko's sitting in his chair, and there's another chair across from him, and he hands me the offer letter, and he sits down, and Palko didn't break a smile or anything. I'm 16 years old. Farts are funny, and I'm sweating because I want to just bust out laughing, and I couldn't believe that Kirk Ferentz did that.
Maybe it was a test.
I mean, he just kept rolling through. He was like, "Darn, here's your scholarship. Sit down." Hey, you know what? Hey, we really like you at running back. And I was like, hold up. Are you just not going to just address that you just broke wind?
Here's the other thing. They like you at running back. They're like the greatest tight end school of all time.
Yeah, nobody offering as a tight end.
Damn.
Yeah. No, ever.
I actually find it endearing that you thought that because you were an All-American, you were going to go meet the president.
I was dead
serious. Go to the White House.
That's the truest of true stories.
So that would have been Bush, right?
Obama, right? 2009?
Oh, yeah, it would have been Obama. Yeah, 2009.
Yeah,
I put you back in 07, the dirty dog.
I love Forrest Gump, and I just remember he's like, I drank 15 Dr. Peppers. And, like, he got to meet the president. He's like, I got to pay. You know, he's like, how you feel? And I was like, oh, man, I get to go meet the president like Forrest Gump did because he was All-American Alabama. So I was like, and EJ's like, no, they don't do that anymore. You know how EJ is. He's really, you know,
so straight laced and nice about
it. He's like, nah, Dorn, you know, they don't do that. They stopped doing that in like the 70s. I was like, oh, man. All right.
Just missed it. So you didn't get paid for playing.
Nope.
And you didn't get to go to the White House for being an All-American.
No, everything was pointless. Like, I shouldn't even play football. And everything was dumb.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.